And House lawmakers are still skeptical about what they see as wasteful spending to build green buildings in the Defense Department. Language in the 2013 Defense Authorization Bill the House passed last week continues a prohibition on using any budget money to certify a DoD building as LEED Gold or LEED Platinum. The highest level allowed would be LEED Silver. Catherine Hammack is the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment. She held a media roundtable yesterday. I asked her about this issue. She says she thinks Congress might be confused about it.
We are not spending any extra money on LEED Gold or LEED Platinum certification. Our goal and our contracts are all asking for LEED Silver level certification. I think what confuses Congress at times is a project might achieve LEED Gold certification when it was striving toward LEED Silver. And some of that has to do with the way the LEED program works. There are four extra credit points that you can get for going above and beyond the LEED program. And some of that might have to do with a unique technology being employed. Some of it might have to do with the location of the facility. You do not know at what level you will achieve that certification because they might approve or disapprove of some of the points.
And Hammack's Air Force counterpart, Terry Yonkers, the Assistant Secretary for Installations, Environment, and Logistics, says that while all the military services are building green buildings, they're not doing it to be green.
These are business decisions, and this is a business case. And we're building to LEED Silver because it saves energy and it saves money. And it saves money over the long term. And you all know that with the Budget Control Act, we're scratching to find $478 billion. And this is one of the ways that we can find those savings without having to sacrifice manpower or iron to do it.
Hammack says notwithstanding congressional prohibition, the Army has never pursued anything above LEED Silver anyway, because it found there is no business case for the extra costs involved in going after LEED Gold or Platinum.